ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Berdiel. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Meseches Nida Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara over here is discussing the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us the halacha earlier on in Lamed Aleph from its base. The Kutim have a halacha of Boyale Nidois. They have a tumor of Boyale Nidois because of the Kutois, the Benois Kutim. They have a halacha of Nidois Mary Soson, and also they are Yoshevis Al Kondam Vedam. They have a tumor of Nidois, and therefore their husbands, like the Gemara explains soon, the ones who are Nesuois, the halacha is that these Kutim have a tumor of the considered a din of a boyale nidois. Now the Mishnah over here tells us halacha, the tumah of a boyal nidah is metame, he has a koyach of tumah, that he's going to be metame mishkov tachtoin ke'elyoin. The Gemara over here is now discussing this din of the Mishnah, what the Mishnah means in that he has a tumah of tachtoin ke'elyoin. Explains the Gemara that we know a tumah of a zov, who is a chumah, has a chumah of ava tumah, that anything he's going to sit on, who he's going to lie on, he has a tumor of a mishkav or moishav. The halacha is that the mishkav and the moishav of a zav is an av tumor, and therefore anything which he touches afterwards is going to become a rishon tumor. This is the halacha of a mishkav and a moishav of a zav. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah over here is telling us that the boil nidah does not have this darga of tumor to say that his mishkav or moishav, tachtoin, whatever's underneath him, does not have the same chumah of tumah of ava tumah. It only has a koyach of tumah of a rishon tumah, and therefore it can only be metame oichlin umashkin, like the Gemara is going to discuss. And says the Gemara that this is what the Mishnah means, that the boyale nidois or metame mishkav tachtoin ke'elyoin. The ke'elyoin means we're referring to the tumah of elyoinoi shel zav, even though the din is that the zav himself, when he sits on something underneath him, he has a tumor of a mishkav and a moishav, which, as we said, has a chumah of av hatumah. But in the elyoin shel zav, whatever's on top of the zav, does not have a din of this darga of tumor of av hatumah. It only has a koyach to be metame oichlin umashkin, like a rishon tumah. And this is what the Mishnah tells us, that the tachtoin of the boil nidah only has the same koyach of the tumah of the elyoin shel zav. Now, the exact definition over here of this tumah of Elyoinu Shel Zav is very widely discussed over here in the Rishonim, and earlier on in the beginning of the period, already the Tosfos in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis Divar Maschil Tachtoin has a machloikus, and there's a big machloikus in the Rishonim over here to understand this tumah of Elyoinu Shel Zav. Because as we mentioned, we know that the Zav who sits down on something underneath him has a tumah of a mishkav and a moishav, which has a very high tumah of av hatumah, becomes av hatumah, just like the zav himself. And this is a din of something which is underneath the zav. Now, besides this also, we have a tumah called tumas heset. Anything which the zav is going to be touching, he's going to move, even though he doesn't even actually touch, he doesn't have any maga, but he actually moves it, it's just a tumah of heset. This is a tumah which the zav has, which is mavur in the Mishnayis, in Mesech HaZovim, in Perik Dalet, and in Perik Hei, that the Zav has a koyach of a tumah of a tumas heset. Now there's a machlekes rishonim over here to understand why is this tumah mentioned by us in the Gemara of Elyoinu Shel Zav, something which was on top of the Zav. Is this just the regular tumas heset, which we know that the Zav has a koyach to be metame something, if he moves something else, that he has a tumah of heset? Is this also, the Gemara is referring to the tumah of Elyoinu? Or do we say that this tuma of Elyonu Shel Zav is actually a new tuma which is nischadish over here by us in the Gemara over here in Daf Lamed Gimel. The Rashbam earlier, Tosfos quotes in Lamed Aleph Amid Beis from the Rashbam, and he says, the case of Elyonu Shel Zav means that the Zav used the scale, and he was machria, he pushed down on one side of the scale, and therefore the oichlin, the food which was in the other side, was lifted up automatically with the koyach of the Zav. This is actually a classical case of a Tumas Heset, since the Zav itself is not actually touching, he's no maga, he doesn't touch the food in the other side of the scale, but he's actually moving because of his koyach. This is called Tumas Heset. And this is how the Rashbam explains, Elyoinoi Shel Zav, this means that the Zav actually lifted up, because of he pushing down the scale on one side, then he lifts up the Uichlin and the Mashkim in the other side. This is the Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav, which the mission over here is referring to. Says Tosfos, earlier in Daf Lamed Aleph, if so, then it comes out the Rashbam understands that Elyoinoi Shel Zav is actually a Tumas Heset. Says Tosfos, this can't be that this is the Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav, because we have a Makor for Tumas Heset, many places in Shas, one of them Tosfos quotes, in the Gemara in Shabbos, in Daf Sanach Gimel, Daf Pei Gimel Amad Aleph, the Mishnah Be'emes in Zovem already in Perik Dalet, the Mishnah Vov, says Tosfos, we have a Makor to teach us this Tumah of Heset, and therefore, why does the Gemara by us have a Arichas to explain the Makor of the Drosha over here, that we have this Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav? We already know that there's such a Tumah of Heset, and we have different Makoris to teach us this Tumah. Mamela explains Tosfos that the Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav is actually a new Tumah on its own, and it is not Tumas Heset, like we'll explain soon, what exactly is this new Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav. But this is the Machlokes which Tosfos has with the Rashbam, because the Rashbam understands that the Tumah is actually the Tumah of Heset, and says, Tosfos, if so, we have to understand why do we need to have a new Makor and a new Pasuk to teach us this Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav. The Ramban over here in his Chidushim, he answers the shit of the Rashbam, and says the Ramban that it could be that the Rashbam is right, that Be'emes, the Tumah over here, is actually the regular Tumas Heset, and the reason why we have to have a Pasuk to teach us that there's a Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav, says the Ramban, Be'emes, the Pasuk is not coming to teach us this Tumah. The Pasuk is just coming to be Megale and to teach us that the Elyoinoi Shel Zav, the Tumas Heset, is different than the Tumah of a Mishkav Moishav of a Zav, which we said earlier has a din of Av HaTumah. The din is if a Zav sits down on something, lies down on something, which is Rol Mishkav, it becomes Av HaTumah, the same Daraga of the Tumah of the Zav himself. Whereas the Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav, if not for the Pasuk over here in our Sugya, says the Ramban, one will understand that the Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav is also the same Darga of Tumah, just like underneath the Zav, so too wherever the Zav is on top of him, and wherever he lifts up because of the Koyach of the Zav himself, will also have this Koyach HaTumah of Av HaTumah. Therefore we need the Pasuk over here by us in the Sugya to teach us that this is not the Halacha, and only Tachtoinoi, and the Mishkav and the Moishav of the Zav, this has a din of Av HaTumah, whereas the Elyoinoi Shel Zav, which is the Tumas Heset, does not have this Darga of Av HaTumah. It goes down and it becomes a Rishon Tumah, and therefore can only be Metame Oichlin Umashkin. And this is Be'emes the Mekori of our Sugya. And so too the other Rishonim by us also, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ram, they also answer this Mahalach to say that according to the Rashbam, the Elyoinoi Shel Zav is actually a Tumas Heset. The reason why we need the Pasuk over here is to actually teach us that it does not have the same Darga of Tumah of the Mishkav and the Moishav. It only has the Darga, the lower Darga of a Rishon Tumah. This is the Mekoris over here by us in the Gemara, and the Ramban discusses other Tehutzim to be Masbe, why maybe it's necessary to have Psukim over here of the Elyoinoi Shel Zav, even though it is Be'emes the regular Tumas Hesed, and it's not really a new Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav. But as we mentioned, Tosfos argues on Rashbam, and Tosfos says that Elyoinoi Shel Zav is a new idea, it's a new Tumah. Explains Tosfos that the reason why Elyoinoi Shel Zav is not actually considered a Tumas Hesed, because Heset is only in a case where it is Bekuloi. It is a case where the Zav actually is lifting up the whole thing with his Koyach, and the whole thing gets lifted with the Koyach of the Zav. Well, so we hear the Elyoinoi Shel Zav, says Tosfos, we're discussing a case where only part of the Beged is lying on top of the Zav, even though there's no actual Negiah, there's no actual touching, but it is on top of him. only part of the Beged is on top of him and only the rest of it is on the floor, and therefore for Tumas Hesed this is not enough since he's not lifting up the whole Beged. Therefore we have to have a new Tumah over here in the Pasuk teaching us of Elyoinu Shazav, that the mere fact that part of the Beged is lying on top of him, this is also enough to say that the Beged should now become Tomei, the whole thing becomes Tomei because of this new Tumah of Elyoinu Shazav. Very similar case, says the Tosfos HaRosh, by us in Lamed Beis Amed Beis, the Ritva also by us in Daf Lamed Gimel. They explain also different case where it could be, is needed, the new Tumah of Elyoinu Shazav, and we cannot use the regular Tumas Hesed. It says the Ritva, the Tosfos HaRosh, that the Tumas Hesed, it has to be only in a case where the Zav actually is going to be moving the Chayfetz. He lifts up the Oichlin Umashkin like the Rashbam's case. He pushes it up with his Koyach. This is the normal case of a Tumas Hesed. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, and so to the Ritva, will be in a case where the Zav actually is not moving the Chayfetz, the object, is not moving it at all. It is only lying on top of him, and the Zav actually is not moving it. This is not enough to be considered a Tumas Hesed, and this is the new Tumah over here, called Elyoinu Shalzav, like Tosfos Shita is from the mere fact that it's lying on top of him. This alone is enough that the Elyoinu Shalzav becomes Tomei, and the Tumah of Rishayinu Tumah, like it's Mavua by us in the Sugya, this is how they explain the Tumah of Elyoinu Shalzav. Now, the exact definition over here of this Tumah, in the case according to these, we're showing him all that it is not a Tumas Hesed, but it is a new Tumah from the mere fact that it is lying on top of the Zav. There is a discussion later on in Tosfos in Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, other Rishonim there also, what exactly is needed in order to become Tomei Be'elyoinu Shel Zav? Is it enough that it is lying on top of him, and the Zav himself does not at all feel the weight of the Chayfetz? It is just lying on top, and could be even without a maga, without touching it, it is Esa Matzois. There's many things in between. Is that also enough to say that anything at all which is on top of the Zav becomes Tomei? Or do we say that there has to be some kind of, even though he's not moving the Chayfetz, but it has to be nicker, it has to be noticeable that the Zav is actually holding this thing which is on top of him, and he's nicker, the Koivdoi, like Tosfos calls it, later on in Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. This is a discussion in the Geder of the Elyoinu Shel Zav, which we said over here, the Rishonim, Tosfos, the Tosfos HaRosh, the Ritva, they understand that the Tumah over here is not actually the Tumas Hesed, this is a new Tumah of Elyoinu Shel Zav. Now Tosfos explained the reason why it is not Hesed, because he didn't move the whole thing, he wasn't lying on top of him, totally only part of the Beged was on top of him, and the Ritva and the Tosfos HaRosh explained that the case could be in a case where he's not moving it, and therefore Tumas Hesed does not apply, since there's no movement involved, and therefore we have to come onto a new Tumah of Elyoinu Shel Zav. Now, it's worth pointing out that it seems in Tosfos, the reason why he did not give this case of the Tosfos HaRosh and the Ritva to say that we're discussing a case of Elyoinoi, where it is not Tumas Hesed because he did not move the Chayfetz, it seems in Tosfos that Tosfos understands that for Tumas Hesed also, there's no need for him to move the actual Chayfetz, and he doesn't have to lift it up, as long as the whole Beged, all of it is going to be on top of him, Tosfos holds this is enough for Tumas Hesed, and therefore Tosfos had to say a case where the Beged is not actually on top of him, only part of the Beged, and therefore this is not enough for Tumas Hesed, and this is Be'emes the Shitta of the Rash in Zovim in Perikei Mishnah Vov, that at least the Tumas Hesed which a Zov has, this Tumah is even in a case where the Zov actually does not move it, it is just lying on top of him, this is also enough for Tumas Hesed, and therefore Tosfos, when he looks for a new case of the Tumah of Elyoinu Shel Zav, he had to find a case where the Beged is only partially on top of him, because even in a case where he's not moving the Beged, Tosfos holds, this is included in the regular din of the Tumas Hesed. So Mamela, we have over here a very Yesodist Digam Achleikis, we showing him an understanding in this Gemara by us in the Flamed Gimel, a new Pasuk teaching us this Tumah of Elyoinu Shel Zav. Is this just the regular Tumas Hesed? But the din is that the Elyoinu has a din of a Rishonu Tumah, not a din of a Ava Tumah. Or like Tosfos holds, that this Tumah is a new Tumah in cases where the Tumas Hesed does not apply. Now this Shitta is also the Shitta of the Rambam. In Mishka V'Moishav, in Perek Vav, Alokhi Gimel, the Rambam is also Mavur very clearly that this Tumah of Elyoinu Shel Zav is actually a new Tumah, and it is not Tumas Hesed. But the Rambam has a very big Chiddush, And the Rambam holds that this tuma is actually only midrabbonon, and the psukim by us in the sugya are only asmachta ba'alma, and therefore the tuma of elyoinu shazav, when it is not included in tumas hesed, is actually only a tuma derabbonon. This is the shita of the Rambam, which the Rambam also holds that elyoinu shazav is not actually the tuma of tumas hesed like the Rashbam. The Ravid over there on the Rambam, the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ravid says in his Zasogus that the din of Tuma Elyoinu Shelzav is actually a Doraisa. He doesn't hold like the Rambam that these psukim only asmachta. But it seems in the Ravid it's not clear, the Poiskin, the Noisekanim over there discuss what the Ravid exactly means. The Makevsa Mishnah explains over there, the Ravid says that as long as the Elyoinu Shelzav is still attached, it's still Mechuba to the Zav, then be'emes, the koyach of the tumah is going to be much more than only a rishon in the tumah, which is mentioned in our Gemara, is only got a koyach to be metame, the oichlin umashkin. And the Ravid holds that as long as the mechuba is still connected to the zov, the din is that it can actually be metame, even a klishetef, even other kelim also, not just oichlin umashkin. This is mechudish digadeh of the Ravid, that not just he holds it's a tumah, the oraisa, not like the Rambam, but he holds that when it's mechuba, it still has the koyach, like a ava tumah, it doesn't have a din rishon, only when it leaves the zav, then it goes down and it has a tumah of the din, of the ava, of a rishon in the tumah, only for uichlin umashkin. This is the way the Mekeves HaMishnah, over there in the Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel explains the day of the Ravid. So this is Machlokes over there, the Rambam and the Ravid, if this din, if this new tumah, as we said, the Shita of Tosfos is, not like the Rashbam, this new tumah of Elyoinu Shelzav, is it a tumah deraisa or is it a tumah derabbanan? Now there is a very interesting shaila that Tosfos in Erevin, in Chof Zayin Omed Aleph, Tosfos says he has a sofik in understanding this tumah of Elyoinu Shelzav, because as we mentioned, the Zav himself, in a case where he sits down on something which is a mishkav and a moishav underneath the Zav, the din is that this has a tumah of ava tumah, just like the Zav himself. But there's a halacha that in order that it should be included in the din of a mishkav and moishav, the din is that it has to be roy for a mishkav and a moishav. It can't be that the zav sits down on some random thing, it becomes automatically a mishkav and a moishav. The din is only in a case where it is roy for him. This is what it's made, it's his chair, it's a bed. These cases are roy in a mishkav and moishav, then it has a din of the avatumah. Whereas it sits down on something, that loch is amoid v'nasem el achteinu, and therefore it does not become tomei with this avatumah of a mishkav and a moishav. Says the Ri in Tosfos in Erevin, Chof Zayin Omed Aleph, says the Ri, we have to know what will be the halacha of this new tumah by us mentioned in Nida Daf Lamed Gimel, this new tumah of Elyoinu Shelzav. Does this also have this new tanai that has to be roy for the zav? Or do we say that this tumah of Elyoinu Shelzav, even in a case where it is not roy, it's a some random thing which is lying on top of the zav, this also is going to become tomei, even though it is not roy for the zav himself? This is a sofik in Tosfos over there in Tosfos in Erevin. Now this is also with the shita of Tosfos, that the din of Elyoinu Shelzav is a new tumah, it is not tumah of Hesed, because as we know, the tumah of Hesed is anything, the zav, oichlin umashkin, any oichlin umashkin, anything he lifts up, the Hesed, the zav is going to have, even on something which is not roy for the zav himself. Whereas over here, in the case of Elyoinu Shelzav, Tosfos holds, like Shitas HaTosfos is, not like the Rashbam, and the tumah is actually a new tumah, and therefore Tosfos wants to know if this tumah also has the tnai that has to be roy for Mishka Mamushov, just like the din of the underneath the Zav, maybe so too the Elyoinu Shelzav also. Now what exactly does Tosfos mean over there in Erevin when Tosfos discusses that has to be roy for the Zav? What does it mean roy? It has to be something which is made for the Zav itself, like a chair and a bed by underneath the Zav, so too Elyoinu. The Ritva over there seems to understand in Erevin Chof Zayin that the roy which Tosfos means is also that it should be roy for Mishkov. It should be roy to go and lie on top. And therefore, even though the actual something is now covering him over, but since it is roy to sit down on it, this is also enough to become tomei with the tumah of Elyoinu. Whereas for the Maram and Smashma and the Tosfos HaRosh over there in Erevin, they understand that what Tosfos means to go and have a sofik is whether the thing which is on top of him has to be roy to be used for something to cover the Zav. It doesn't have to be roy for the Mishkov and the Moishov of the Zav. Tosfos is just comparing, and Tosfos is saying that just like we find by the Tumas Tachtoinoi in a case where we want to have him to be Tomei with the Mishkav and the Moishav, the Aloche is, has to be Roy for Mishkav and Moishav, so too, when it is on top of him and as a new Tumah of Elyoinoi Shazav, maybe it has to be Roy to be Elyoinoi, to be used for his blanket, to be used as something which is not some random object which is on top of him, but has to be used and be Roy, not for the Mishkav and the Moishav, it should be Roy to be used for the Elyoinoi Shazav. This is how the Maryam and the Tosfos Rosh over there explain the Sophic of Tosfos. As we said, this is with Shittas HaTosfos, the Elyoinoi Shazav is actually a new Tumah over here mentioned by us in the Gemara, and this is not the Tumas Hesed like the other Rishonim understand. Now moving further on into the next Tumah, which we said is mentioned in our Mishnah, that the Aloha of a Boil Nido has a Tumah of Tachtoinoi, also this same Dargah of Tumah, of a Rishonim Tumah, just like the Tumas Elyoinoi Shazav. Now understanding this Tumah of a Boil Nido will be Makdim, we'll start off with the Gemara over here in Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. What exactly is this Tumah of the Boil Nidah? The husband who's the Boil Nidah, he has a Tumah just like very similar to the Nidah herself, and there's a very big machlokes Rishonim, and you see this big machlokes many places in beginning of Kalim, the Rash is very Marich in Perik Aleph Mishneh Gimel, and Toisvus later on, in Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis has Arichis, exactly understanding the Tumah of this Tumah which is mentioned by us of the Boil Nidah. The Gemara by us tells us a halacha that we learn out from the Pasuk, Vatehi Nidosa Olov, the Tumah of the Nidah should be on him also, that he becomes Tomei with her Tumah. Says the Gemara, Yochel Lo Yitami Odom Uklicheres, Tamei Loima Utehi Nidosa Olov, Mahi Metame Odom Uklicheres, just like she has this Tumah that she can be Metame, a person and a Klicheres, Afhu Metame Odom Uklicheres. And then the Gemara says that just like the Nidah herself has a Tumah of a Mishkav and Moishav, like we mentioned earlier, like the Zov has, so to the Nidah, like it's mentioned Mefurish in the Pasuk, at the end of Pashas Mitzrayah. Says the Gemara, if so, maybe the Boil Nidah, the husband himself, also should have this Tumah, that anything he sits down on, his Mishkav and Moishav should become Tomei Ava Tumah. Says the Gemara, that we have a Miu, Tamud Leima, V'chol HaMishkav, Ashi Yishkav, Olov Yitmo, She'in Tamud Leima. Says the Gemara, not koya kosu, we take it down from a tumah chamura, vehivio ilidei tumah kalo, lima lof to tell us, she'enoi metame, elo ichnu no mashkin, the mishkav and the moishav of the boil nidah does not have the same darga of tumah like the nidah herself, and it only has the tumah like a rishon in the tumah, which is only metame, oichnu no mashkin, this is the tumah over here of tachtoinoi shel boil nidah. Now, what exactly does the Gemara mean when the Gemara tells us that just like the Nidah herself is Metamei Odom Uklicheres, so too the Boil Nidah also is Metamei Odom Uklicheres? Rashi over here explains that the Nidah herself has a Tudago of Ava Tumah, and therefore, besides the din that she's Metamei Bemaga, anything she touches, the Aloch is also that if she touches a person, the Tumah is a Tumas Odom Letamei Begodim. It's Metamei, his Begodim also, not just the person himself. The Tumah actually continues onto his begodim also. Says Rashi, the Boil Nid also had this Chimer and this Halacha that anything he's going to touch, if he's going to touch an Odom, it's going to be this Daga of Tumah, of a Tumas Odom, Letamei Begodim. So too, the second Halacha that is Metamei Kelim, Klicheres, says Rashi, this is referring to Tumas Heset, which we mentioned, the Halacha is, even without Maga, even without any touching, a Klicheres is only Tumah of Maga Mitoichoi, but if you touch from the outside, it does not become Tomei, whereas a Knido and a Zav, who are Metami Behesed, if they move the Keli, the Halacha is, the Klicheres becomes Tomei, this is the Tumah of Hesed, says the Gemara, a Boil Nido also has this Choyma or Tumah that it can be Metami Behesed. And these are the two dinim over here mentioned in our Gemara, the Boil Nidah has a halacha of Odom, which means the Odom Netamei Begodim, and the Klicheres, which means he has a Tumas Hesed. This is the Shita of Rashi. And Memele explains Rashi that it comes out that actually the Boil Nidah has the same Darga of Tumah just like the Nidah herself. And there's only one difference between them on the halacha of the Mishkav and Moishav, which the Gemara by us refers to as the Tumas Tachtoinoi underneath the Nidah. There's a difference between the Nidah herself, which has a din of Ava Tumah, whereas the Boil Nidah only has a din of a Rishon Tumah to be Metamei, Oichlin Umashkin. This is the only difference, Xeris HaKosuv, even though the Tumah of the Boil Nidah is actually very similar in all other dinim, it has a Koyach of the Tumah, just like the Nidah herself. The only difference is the din of the Tachtoinoi. This is the Shita of Rashi, so too the Shita of the Rambam in Mishka v'Moishov, in Pei Gimel Alocha Aleph, that the Rambam says that the Boil Nido is Metame b'choldovo k'nido chutz from the Tachtoinoi, from the Mishka v'Moishov, that Yoni has a Rishon, and it does not make Ava Tumor, like the Mishnah Lemelech over there is very maich to explain the Shita of the Rambam, is like Shita Rashi by us, that the Tumor of the Boil Nido is like the Nido herself. But be'emes, this is not simple, and many Rishonim disagree. The Tosfos Rosh over here brings down this from the Sam Ikutzi. So too, this is the Shita of the Rash, Mishantz, in the beginning of Kalim, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and Tosfos be'emes discusses this later on, in the Fine Aleph of Mitbeis, and Tosfos has this suffix. And explain the Rash Mishantz and the Sam Ikutzi, that be'emes, if we look in the Mishnah, the end of Maseches Zovim, over there the Mishnah tells us that the Boil Nido has the same din of a tummy mace, someone who touches a mace, the mace himself is avi avoisa tumme, someone who touches a mace has aloch of ava tumme. Now someone who's a tummy mace, the aloch is that he's metami b'maga, anything he touches becomes tummy, tumas rishon, he can be tummy odin v'kelim, but he has tumme, a regular tumme, without any chidushim of a mishka v'moishav, he doesn't have any chidushim of tumas heset, he doesn't have a din of a tami odom, a tami begodim. He has only the regular din of a tami mace. This is much less than the other tumors of a nidor and a zov, which we mentioned earlier. Says the Rash, if so, the Mishnah tells clearly, the end of Zovim, that the tumor of the boil nidor is not like the nidor herself. The boil nidor only has a darga of tumor like a tami mace. And therefore, anything he touches is going to become tami, b'tumas maga, but no more chidushim than the regular din of a tami mace. And therefore, explains the Rash that the Gemara over here, which tells us that he's metame odom and kli cheres, does not mean to say like Rashi that he's metame begodim and he's metame beheset, because a zav has a tumas heset, a nida has a tumas heset. Whereas a boil nida has a loch of a tummy mace, which doesn't have a tumas heset. He only has a tumas of maga, only something he touches, not something which he moves. And therefore, if a tummy mace is going to move a klicheres, the keli will stay tar. So too, the boil nida also does not have a tumor of heset. The Gemara over here tells us that he has a tumor to be metame, the odom uklicheres. Says the Rash, this means to say that he can be metame odom ben maga. He touches a person, the person becomes tummy, just like the tummy mace. And so to klicheres, he can also be metame if he touches it in the case of a tumas maga, but not in the case of a tumas heset. This is how the Rash explains. And the Rash explains that the reason why the Gemara says that he has this tumor of odom and klicheres, which is l'chir poshet, why does the Gemara find it necessary to go and say that he has this tumor? It's because b'emes we find sometimes there is a kind of tumor, tumas chiburin, which the Gemara mentions at the beginning of Baba Basra in Testament Beis. Over there we find that the tumor is only for klishetef, only for other kind of kelim and not for klicheres. And so too, it is not metame odom, and therefore the havamina would have been that maybe the tumor of a boil nidah would be very similar to chiburin. He's like mekabil the tumor from the nidah herself. And therefore we would say that maybe he doesn't have the koyach to be metame or odom and a klicheres, just like we find in tumas chiburin. And therefore the Gemara found it necessary to go and tell us that he actually has a tumas maga and odom the klicheres, even though it is not referring to tumas hesed, and there's no tumas odom the tami begodim. This is a regular tumor, just like the tami mace. And explain the Rash and the Rash Sam Ikutzi over here in the Tosfos Rosh, that over here the Gemara is telling us a muridige chidush, that there is one difference between the boil nidah and the tummy mace. Even though he has a din like the tummy mace, but the boil nidah has an extra chumra which the tummy mace does not have. And this is the tumas tachtoinoi. If a tummy mace sits down on something and he doesn't do a mice and maga, he's something in between, and he's only sitting down on Esem Matzois, the bottom one which is not touching, does not become tummy at all. Whereas the tumor of tachtoinoi over here by the boil nidah, he actually has a tumor of tachtoinoi similar to the mishkav and the moishav of the nidah and the zavah, and therefore he has a tumor even though the tachtoinoi only becomes a rishon in the tumor. But this is a new kind of tumor which we find over here in the boil nidah, even though his tumor is actually the same dagger of a tummy mace. Mamela, we have a very wide machlekes over here between the rishonim, which way to look at the tumor of the boil nidah. Do we say that the boil nidah has a din like the zov and the zovo and the nidah, and there's only a mute by us in the Gemara telling us that the tachtoinoi does not have the din of the ava tumor It has only the din of a Rishon Tumah, but all the other dinim, like Tumas Hesed, Tumas Begodim, all these dinim, he has exactly the same, like the Chomer of the Zov and the Nida. Or do we say exact opposite, that the Emes, the Boil Nida, does not have any of these Tumas at all? He only has a din like a Tommy Mace, like someone was Mekabil the Tumah from the Mace, so too someone, he was Mekabil the Tumah from the Nida herself, and therefore he does not have the same Darga of Tumah like the Nida. And the halacha is that he's got a din of a av, but he has a halacha not to be metame behesed. He doesn't have all these chidush, the chidush dinim he does not have, and he has a new din that he can be metame tachtoino yirushin letuma, which is more than the tomei meis. This is the way the Tosas Arosh and the Sami Kutzi over here, the Rash Mishantz over there in Kalim Peyuk Aleph. And this is the Sofok later on in Tosfos and Daf Ayin Aleph from its base in the Gedder of the Tumah of the Boil Nidah. Now Tosfos by us also in Devar Maschil Mahoyo is also Mavua like Tosfos, like the Rash, and explains that the reason why the Gemara says over here that a Boil Nidah can be Metame, the Odom and Klicheres, is actually referring to a regular Tumas Mago, and the Gemara found it necessary to say that he has this Tumah because of Tumas Chiburin, which normally is only Klishetef and it's not Metame Odom, like the Maryam over here explains. This is with the shitta of the Rash Mishantz. This is a very big machlekes, and as we mentioned, this is Bemes HaSofik later on in Tosfos Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Now it's worth pointing out that the Tosfos HaRosh Bemes says at the end of his Arichis that if we look at the Gemara at the end of Bayos in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara begins down a story with the Gamliel who spoke to a Tziduki, and a bit of roik, a bit of spit, went on to Yom Gamliel, and therefore Yom Gamliel went to go and check and find out whether he has a halacha of a boil nidah. He went bodak be'ishtoi to find out if this tziduki was tomei, and therefore his spit is also going to be metame, and therefore he became tomei. This is the Gemara that tells us the story in Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, it's a mavur of Sa'ul from the Gemara, that the din of the boil nidah, he's metame, that his spit is also metame, which is a halacha of mayonois. The halacha is a zav and a nidor. They have tumas mayonois besides their hands which touch something, their maisa, the goof, but they also have a tumah of mayonois, like the Gemara says later on, we'll learn later on in Perik Dama Nidor, all the different mayonois of a zav and a nidor. And it seems in the Gemara that so too the boil nidor also has a tumah of mayonois. Mamela says the Tosfos HaRosh, anyway, we're going to have to say that the Gemara, the Mishnah at the end of Zovim, which tells us that the din of the boil nidah is similar to the tomei meis, it automatically has to mean that there is differences besides this tumah by us in the sugya of tachtoinoi, but there's a difference that he has tumas mayonois, which we find over here very clearly in this story in the Gemara, that the boil nidah actually has a tumas mayonois. Mamela, anyway, says the Tosfos HaRosh, we have to say that tonah v'shaye, the Mishnah left out other chumras which the boil nidah has, and therefore we can go with Shittas Rashi and the Rambam and hold that the boil nidah also has a tumah of hesed and the tumah of tamei odom tamei begodim, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. But so too mayonois is not mentioned in the Mishnah, even though it seems very clear from the story of the Gemara that actually the boil nidah has a tumah of mayonois and it is different than the tamei meis. Now it seems in the Rash over there in Kelim Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel that he has a sofek if a boil nidah has actually tumas mayonis. He says he's mesupik. What is the din of tumas mayonis? And we have to know, l'chari it's mefurish gemara by us, this story by Yom Gamliel, which would seem very clearly over here in this story, that he, azav, a boil nidah has the tumah of azav, that he has a tumah of mayonis. And over there in the Gilyan of the Mishnais, in the Beis Shoal and others, they discuss different ways of answering the shita of the Rash from our gemara. L'chira, it seems that the boil nidah has this darga of tumah of tumas mayonis also, like the Tosfos HaRosh points out. So now we have discussed in this daf over here the two tumahs which are nischadish by us in the Mishnah, the chidushim of the tumah of elyoinu shalzav, which has a din of ava, doesn't have a din of ava tumah as a halacha of a rishoinu tumah. And so too says the Mishnah that the tachtoin of the boil nidah is ke'elyoinoi shalzav. He has a tumah of ketumas elyoinoi, that it's also only a rishon tumah, and it is not ava tumah, which normally the mishkav and the moishav of the nidah herself and the zova herself has this dargo of tumah. This is the din of our Mishnah that the boyali nidah is from etami mishkav tachtoin ke'elyoin. Now, Be'emus Achrinim over here point out the Netziv, the Chasam Sofer and others, they say, why does a Mishnah find it necessary to give us a dugma and to explain that the Tumah of Tachtoinoi of the Boil Nida is Ke'elyoinoi Shel Zav? Why is it necessary to go and give us a moshul of Elyoinoi Shel Zav? Why can the Mishnah just say very clearly, very simple, that the Tumah of Tachtoinoi has a din of a Rishayin Tumah, whereas normally it is Ava Tumah, the Boil Nida is only a Rishayin Tumah? Why do we have to give this moshul of Elyoinoi Shel Zav, and then we go into the whole explanation of what exactly defines what is Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav, which is also an Rishayin Tumah? L'chayr, we should have said simple that the din is that the Kutim Ametami, the Mishkav Tachtoin, that it's a din of a Rishayin Tumah. Why do we give this moshul of Elyoinoi Shel Zav? Now, Be'emes, there's a very big chidush brought down in the Mishnah the Melech, in Mishkav Amoishav, in Perek Vov. He brings down a Meridig chidush from the Tshuva Chut HaShoni in Simen Choftes and later on in Simen Lamed, that the Chut HaShoni is Mechadish, that Be'emes of a year, as we mentioned, we have two Tumois, which have a Koyach of a Rishayin Tumah, which are only Metame Oichlin Umashkin. This is the Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav, and also the Tumah of Tachtoinoi of the Boil Nida. They don't have a din of Ava Tumah, they have a Loch of a Rishayin, that they can only be Metame the Oichlin Umashkin. Now normally one understands that this means to say that it is not Ava Tumah, the Aloch is always Ava Tumah, can be Metame Odom, and it can be Metame Kalim, they become a Rishayin Tumah, whereas if something is only a Rishayin Tumah, the din is that it can only be metame the oichlin umashkim, because a rishon cannot be metame a person and cannot be metame kelim, and therefore it seems in the Gemara that these two tumors have a koyach of a rishon and do not have a koyach of a av. This is the normal way of understanding over here the tumors. But says the Chut HaShoni that this is Benes not the right pshat. He brings riyas, he's very marich in the Chut HaShoni, and he says that Be'emes, the Tumah of Elyoinoi Shel Zav and so to the Tachtoinoi of the Boil Nida are actually Ava Tumah. They have a Koyach of a Av. And therefore, when they are actually going to be touching a Oichel, the Oichel does not become a Sheini. Because it is not a Rishoin that if it touches the Oichel in the Mashkim, it becomes a Sheini. The Tumah over here is actually a Tumah of Ava Tumah. And therefore, when he touches the food becomes a Rishoin in the Tumah. The reason why over here the din is that the Boil Nida, his Tachtoinoi, and so too the Elyoinoi Shel Zav, of only got a koyach to be metame oichlin umashkin, this is a new Gzeis HaKosuv, teaching us a new concept, that we have a new kind of Ava Tumah, that this Av can only be metame oichlin umashkin, and cannot be metame odom vekelim, even though it actually has the koyach of Ava Tumah. Therefore, this is a new mechudish to Ava Tumah. We have an Ava Tumah over here that can only be metame the oichlin umashkin, and therefore says the Chut HaShoni, this makes a very big difference. And now this oichel, which became tome through touching this Elyoinoi Shel Zav or the Tachtoinoi of the Boil Nida, actually now goes down one daga and becomes now a Rishayin Tumah. Whereas normally, the way we understand, normally this Tumah, originally the Tachtoinoi and the Elyoinoi, is only a Rishayin, and therefore when he touches the food, it becomes a Sheini. Says the Chut HaShoni, this is not true, because the Tumah is actually a Ava Tumah, and even though normally Ava Tumah can be Metami Odom V'Kelim, this is a new Mechudeshtig Ava Tumah, which is Neschadesh over here, from these Psukim, that the din is that it cannot be Metami, it can only be Metami Oichlin Umashkim, and cannot be Metami like a regular Av, but the Oichlin Umashkim actually become a Rishayin Tumah, like they touched a Ava Tumah. And therefore, this is very well understood now, that the Mishnah over here tells us a Meridig Echidush, that the Kutim are Metame Mishkav Tachtoin Ke'elyoin, and we ask the Netziv and the Chasam Sofer, they ask, why could the Mishnah not just tell us the Din Kipshutoi, that the Tachtoin has a Din of a Rishayin Tumah? Now, according to the Chut HaShoni, this is Be'emes not the Din, and the Chut HaShoni explains, this is good for what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that the Din is that these Tumahs over here have an idea of Ava Tumah, even though it is only Metame Oichlin Umashkin, and therefore we cannot give the din that it's a Rishayin Tumah, because the Halacha is that the Oichel is only going to become a Sheini, whereas now Be'emes, the Oichel becomes a Rishayin Tumah, since these Tumahs are Meridig Echidush of the Chut HaShoni, that is a Tumah over here, a new idea of Ava Tumah, which only has a Koyach to be Metame Oichlin Umashkin, and does not have the Koyach to be Metame Odom V'Kelim. This is the way the Chut HaShoni explains. Now there is another point that the Tziv points out, that even so, the Mishnah over here tells us that the tachtoin is metamei ke'elyoinu shel zav. This is the way the Gemara explains that the tachtoin of the boil nida is like the elyoinu shel zav. Says the Netziv, it seems from the lashon of the Gemara, why does the Gemara not say that the tachtoin of the boil nida has the same tumma like the elyoinu of his elyoinu, the elyoinu of the boil nida himself? Why do we go and change over the case to the elyoinu shel zav? Says the Netziv, it seems from here that even if we're going to say that the boil nida has a tumas hesed, like we said from the Rashi and the Rambam, that he's metame behesed, but even so, he doesn't have the tumah of elyoinoi shalzav, and therefore the Gemara over here, when we're referring to the tumas elyoinoi, we have to give the dugma and the marshal of the zav himself, and not of the boil nida. It seems that the boil nida himself, he only has the tumah of tachtoinoi, and therefore we cannot say that tachtoinoi has a din ke elyoinoi, his own Elyoin, because he doesn't have this tumah of Elyoinu Shazav, only the Zav himself has this tumah. Now, if calling to the other Rishonim that they explain Elyoinu Shazav was Tumas Hesed, then it will depend on this Machlekes, which we said earlier in the Rishonim over here, whether the Boil Nida has a Tumas Hesed or not. But if you say that Elyoinu Shazav is a new tumah, then it seems, says in the Tziv, that this tumah is not on the Boil Nida, and the Boil Nida does not have the Tumas Elyoinu, and therefore the Mishnah had to give, the Gemara explains, had to give a dugma and a moshul from the Elyoinu Shel Zav, and we do not use the person himself, the boil nida. Now, Behemoth, it's worth pointing out that the Ramban, later on in Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, in the middle of the long shtickle, he says, Toich Devarav, he says, Mefurish, not like the Netziv, and he says, Mefurish, that the boil nida does have a tumor of Elyoinu Shel Zav, and therefore, this din of the Netziv will not be with the shit on the Ramban. As we said earlier, the Ramban goes with Tumas Hesed, but Al Koponim, this is Mefurish in the Ramban, that the din of a boil nida has actually a tumas elyoinoi, and therefore we have to understand why the Gemara gives the dugma of elyoinoi shel zav, and does not say ke elyoinoi sheloi of the boil nida himself, like the Netziv points out. Now before we move on to the next sugya of Peiletes, of the Gemara in Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, we'll mention one more point over here in the sugya of boil nida. This is a merdige chidushtige shitter of the Ravid in the Torah's Kreanim, which is based on our Gemara over here in the price of the boil nida. By us in the Gemara says, Avamina, yochul yale l'raglo. The Avamina is that maybe the boil nida, he has a tumor, just like the nida herself, and whatever day the nida is actually holding, any way of the 7 days of a nida is, the boil nida automatically takes over, and he only has the remaining days of the nida. This goes on to the boil nida. This is the havamin of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, we learn from the pasuk that the din is that the boil nida actually becomes tomei tuma zayin. He has 7 days of tuma from the zman abia, from when he did this ma'ase abia with the nida. He has now the whole tuma of a tuma zayin. This is the din over here of our Gemara. And the Gemara over here is referring to a boil of a nida, someone who's tomei betumas nida. The Torah's Kohenim, at the end of Parshas Metzirah, in Zavim, in Parshas Ahei, over there the Torah's Kohenim tells us, the Afusa, we have a limud teaching us, that this tumah of a boil nida is not dafka with a tumah of a nida. The Alocha applies also to someone who's tomei, like a tumah zova, or a tumah of a zova gdoilo, or a tumah of a zova ktano, so too the tumah of yoledes, after someone gives birth, even if it's a lady of Ishta, there's also a tumor of Shivas Yomim by Zocha, Shvu'ayim by Nekeva. These are the tumors which also have halacha that anyone who's going to be boiled, these noshim, are also going to become tomei, this tumor of tumors, boil nida, just like our Gemara says by nida, so too by a Zova and Yoledes. Now we have to know, what is going to be the halacha over here? Someone's going to be boiled, a Zova Ktano, or a Yeledes. Do we know the tumor of a Zova Ktano is only a din of Shemeretz Yoim Kineged Yoim? If she only had 1 year, the din is two years. Also, up till 3 years, till she becomes a Zova Gedoyla, the halacha is that she has to wait out and be Shemer a day, Kineged a day, and make sure she has a clean day against the Tomei Digaday, which she saw the dam of the dam during her Yemei Nidoy, Yemei Ziva. Now, what is the halacha if someone's going to be boiled this Zova Ktano? How many days does he become Tomei? So too the Shaila by Yeledes, this din of the Torah's Kohenim, that Aloche is, if someone's going to be boil or Yeledes, is also Tomei with the Tumah of a boil Nida. By a Zocho, she's Tomei 7 days, so therefore he becomes also Tomei 7 days, like we have by us in the Gemara, by Tumas Nida. But what is going to be the Aloche if she's a Tumas Yeledes, Nekeva, she has a Tumah of Shvu'ayim, 2 weeks, does he become also now Tomei 2 weeks? Or does he only become Tomei 7 days, just like the Boil Nida? Now this din is Mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam Mefurish Mamish is in Akdoma, in the Pirish HaMishnayis, in Tyrus. The Rambam tells us all the halachas of a Boil Nida, he brings down the din, that the Boil Nida, a Boil Yuledes, a Boil Zovo, Ktano, and Gdoilo, all become Tomei Zayin Yomim. They have a tumor of tumor zayin. This is halacha. Also, is mavu in the Rambam in Mishkav and Moishav in Yad HaChazaka in Peri Gimel halacha Gimel, like the main aftoyach in the Sefer on the Pirush Mishnayis in the Akdama in Amona Memches. He's medayik from the Rambam that the Rambam shita is that always the boil nida wherever he's going to be a boil a nida or zalva ktano yiledes the halacha is he has tumor of zayin yomim. So to the Michas Chinuch is ma'irich like this in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Beis in Ois Beis. He says this is the halacha that he always becomes Tomei Zayin from our Gemara. This is the pasuk that he nidos all of. But Be'emes, if you look in the Ravid, in his Pirush in the Teiras Koyanim, he says this is not the halacha. Even though the boil nida becomes Tomei Zayin Yomim 7 days, but someone who's boil a Zovak Tano, she herself is not Tomei more than 1 day, she has halacha that she merits Yoim Keneged Yoim, then the halacha is that he too also only has a Tumah of 1 day. This is the Chiddush of the Ravid. We have a case over here of a boil nido is only going to become Tomei only 1 day. Says Reb Shloimeh HaKohen, the Chishek Shloimeh in his Tshuva in Atzei Birushim in Siman Lametes. He says, if so, if we continue on with this Amalech of the Ravid, the din should be by someone who's a boil, a Yeledes Nekeva, who the Aloha is going to be, that he's actually going to become Tomei for 2 weeks, Shvuayim. Because the Ravid understands that he always takes the Tumah, the exact same Tumah that she has, goes over onto him, and therefore if she's a Zovah Ketano, he only becomes Tomei 1 day. So too, if she's Tomei for 2 weeks, he'll become now Tomei for 2 weeks. This is a Chiddush that Atzei Birushim says, according to the Shitta of the Ravid. There are others who argue and discuss that maybe the Tumah of Yeledes, Nekeva, is not actually a Tumah of 2 weeks, it's a din of Shvuayim, it is twice 7. She has a double tumor of 7, and therefore the actual tumor is actually only a tumor of 7. This is discussed later on in the Perek by the tumor of Yeledes to exactly define the tumor if it's actually a tumor of Shvu'ayim, like the Loshon HaPosuk. It's not Yud Dalet Yoim, it is actually Shvu'ayim, even though the Posuk does refer to some places. But since it says Shvu'ayim, therefore maybe this is a tumor of a double of the Zohar, and therefore he maybe only gets a tumor of a week, like the Tumah of Yeledes Zocha. Baal Koponim, this is a Moedei Chiddush of the Ravid, who says that the Tumah of a Zovah Ketano goes over onto him, and he only becomes Tomei 1 day. Now, says the Ravid, a Moedei Chiddush, even more, says the Ravid, the Halacha is, that if she actually did not manage to go and have a whole clean day, after this Maisa Bia, and the next day, she tried to be Shoyme Yoim Keneged Yoim, but the Maisa, she saw Dam again, and now she became a Zovah Gedoilo, because she had only 3 years, 1 day each day, and therefore she became a Tomei now, a Zovah Gedoilo. So the Bia, which he did, actually took place when she was still a Zovah Ketano. But now, she became a Zovah Gedoilo. Says the Ravid, that he also is going to now switch over and become a Tomei Zayin. Even though he didn't do a new Bia, he only did one Maisa Bia when she was a Zovah Ketano, and then she only had a Tumah of 1 day, and he became Tomei only 1 day. But since later on she became a Zovah Gedoilo, and all the years together are the cause of this Zovah Gedoilo, therefore the Tumah which he has now is actually a Tumah of Zayin. It changes. The Tumah, his Tumah also changes always depending on her Tumah. And since her Tumah changed into a Zovah Gedoilo, so to his Tumah now changes into a Tumah Zayin, a Moed Gechidush of the Ravid, that he's always dependent on the Tumah of her, which Tumah she's going to remain, if she's going to remain a Zovah Ketano, or actually turn into a Zovah Gedoilo, a Moed Gechidush of the Ravid, that after the Bia he can change over and become Tomei from 1 day into a 7 day Tumah. This is what the Ravid over there says in Teiras Koyanim in the end of Parshas Metzora, and Rami Simcha and Yisameach already discusses this Barichas in Mishkav and Moishav in Period Gimel Alocha Hey, a very fascinating dinim ha'oilim from this din of the Ravid with many different shailas. What would be cases that he can switch over because he's always dependent on her tumah. Now, normally, the way we normally explain the shita of the Ravid is that the Ravid understands that the tumah of a boil nida is actually a kabbalas tumah from the nida herself. It is not tumah atzmis. It is not new tumah, a new ava tumah called a boil nida. It is actually a kabbalas tumah which he has from the nida, and therefore ad kedei kach the Ravid holds that it always depends on her matzav, on what tumah she has. And this continues on onto him, and can switch over later on when she says another year, then he becomes now Tomei, a Tumah Zayin. Now it's just worth pointing out that even though we say, normally we understand that the Tumah actually he receives from the Nida, and therefore he's always dependent on her Tumah, but there are differences. Besides the Tumas Tachtoinoi, which we have in our Gemara, but it's a Mefurish in the Gemara in Yuma, in Davzayin Amad Aleph, that the Boil Nida himself already becomes Tohor on the day 7. He doesn't have to wait till the night of Leil Ches, whereas the Nida herself always has to have Zayin Yomim, and the Tevilah is only on Leil Ches, whereas the Boil Nida, he already does a Tevilah on Yom Zayin. Toisus already points this out later on in Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, that he has a Kula on his Tumah, not like the Nida herself, so it's not actually really a Kabbalah's Tumah, the exact same Dinim. We have different halachas, like we mentioned, the Tumas Tachtoinoi, and the Tumah, the Zman of the Tevilah is actually different. He's by day, on the day 7, after Mikseh Yom Kekuloi, and she is only at night on Leil Ches. This is the difference between the two of them, besides the differences which we mentioned earlier, the Tumas Heset, which many Rishonim hold that it doesn't have, so to the Tumah Tamei Odom, Tamei Begodim, and we discussed earlier also the Tumah of Mayonois. This Alkoponim is a Meridike Chidush of the Ravid Shitta, built on our Gemara, that is a Hadamin Alkoponim by us in the Gemara, Yochi Yalel Raglo, that he always depends on her and he takes over how many days she has. The Ravid holds Lemaisa, that this is his din, by Zovak Tano, and later on says the Ravid even a bigger Chidush, he switches over Kfir the Tumah which she has. This is the Ravid at the end of Pasha's Maturya in the Torah's Kerani. Now moving further on into the Gemara, the end of the Omid, the Shailas of Rami Bachomer. The first Shail of Rami Bachomer and the Sugya Miktas Ayim Kekuloi is Be'ika discussed later on in Daf Samech Tes by the Rishonim over there in the various halachas of Miktas Ayim Kekuloi. The main Sugya over here discussed by the Rishonim is the Sugya of Priletes, the second Shail of Rami Bachomer at the end of the Omid. Rami Bachomer says, Priletes Shechvazera Mao Shetistoi Beziva. She's in the middle of counting her Zayin Nikim for Ziva, and then she's Poiletes Shechvazera, and the Shaila is, does this Meisel, which she was Poilet, is this has a loch of Ru'ir, and therefore the Dine is a Kol Ru'ir Soiseres, or do we say the reason why she becomes Tomei, the Tumas Poiletes, is because of Negas, that she has a loch of touching the Shechvazera, and not because of Ru'ir, and therefore this Din of Poiletes will not be Soiser. Rover Lechatchile argued on Rami Bachomer, but as Rishonim point out, Rav in the end didn't answer back Rami Bachomer's taina back, and therefore the Rishonim say it seems that Rav himself was actually choizer to the shita of Rami Bachomer to take on that the din is la'alocha, that Poiletes is someone who's going to be soiser, the Zaynikim. This discussion is later on in the Gemara also, in Daf Mem Beis. Over there we have the same Shaila again, and the Rishonim over there discuss if there's maybe a difference for the Shaila over here of Rami Bachomer to the Shaila over there in the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Beis, and over there, Tosfos is very marich discussing this din of Poiletes, which is Soiser. Now, be'emes the chatimta of our Gemara, the case over here, we have a case of a Poiletes, that she should be Soiser, her Zayin Nikim, explains Rashi. This is possible in a case where she was Meshamish Be'isa, because since, in order to become a Zovah G'doylo, that she has to have Zayin Nikim, she has to see Dam Ziva, 3 days, 3 separate days, she metame b'riyas kebe yomim, she's not metame with Ri'ir Yisalein, she has to have different yomim, she only becomes a Zovah G'doylo when she's had 3 separate days of Ri'iris, and therefore if the Tashmish was even before she became a Zovah G'doylo, then by the time she's finished seeing after the 3 days, and she starts counting as Ainikim, she does not have the Din Poiletes anymore. Mamela says Rashi, the only case we can have is only when she was Shimshot Be'issa, and she did the Tashmish over here in between, that after already she became a Zovo, and therefore she can still have a Metzias of a Poiletes, even when she's already starting counting her Zainikim. Tosfos over here disagrees, and Tosfos explains that it is possible to have a case of Poiletes, even though Shimshot Be'heter, because the shita of the Rabbonon in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Vav, which is b'emes the Makur of the Ikar Tuma of Poiletes, is from the sugi over there in Shabbos by Matan Torah. We learn from the pasuk of Heyun Chayim Lishloishes Yomim Al Tikshu El Isha. The reason is because there's going to be a Tuma of Poiletes that the Noshim are going to have, and therefore there's a din of Heyun Chayim Lishloishes Yomim. Over there, there's many different days in how long. Time, how much time this is a shloishes yomim, how many oinos, this is a din of peletes, and the Rabbanon's shita is that she's got din of peletes, the shichvazer, which comes out even after up till six oinos, vav oinos, which is altogether 72 hours. The Rabbanon hold up till 72 hours, the shichvazer has metamia, and she has a din of the peletes, and only after vav oinos, which is each oinos 12 hours, which is altogether 72 hours, then the din is that Sheikh Vazera is ready mafsriach, and therefore is not metame anymore midin poiletes. Memeila says Tosfos, if you make the cheshbon, it can come out that it's possible for her to become a zova gedoilo, even though the tashmish was actually before the first 3 years. L'moshul, in a case where she did tashmish on Moitza Shabbos, then she had a re'ir on Sunday, and a re'ir on Monday, and a re'ir on Tuesday, then in the time of Tuesday night, when she wants to already start counting on the day 4, which is Wednesday, she already wants to start counting as Ainikim, but the time until Me'es Le'es of the time of the Tashmish of Mitzvah Shabbos is still considered a time which is still up till 72 hours, that if she's going to be Poilet now, the Sheikh Vazera, it's going to be Metame her Midin Poiletes, and therefore, says Tosfos over here, we cannot count at all this whole day of Wednesday, which is Yom Daled. This cannot be counted in a Shivas Likim because of this Din Poiletes, and according to the Rabbanon, this is possible, even in a case where the Tashmish was actually done by Heta. Now, Be'emes, the Ran himself, Chedusha Ran, he points out that even though Tosfos gave us a case of a Tashmish of a Heter, but this is only possible in a case where the Stira and the Din of Poiletes is going to ruin the first day of the Zayin Nikim. Whereas in the Gemara and Omid Beis, when the Rava and Rami Bachoma discuss the Din of Stira in the middle of the Zayin Nikim, that it is not going to be Ritzufim, over there we see that you can have a case of Peletes, even in the middle of the Zayin Nikim, which even Tosfos is going to have to agree, this is not possible only with the Tashmish of Issa. Tosfos is only saying that the case of Rami Bachoma and the original Shaila can be possible in a case of a Tashmish of Heta, even though the Gemara later on must be discussing a case of Tashmish Be Issa, which could be the reason why Rashi over here discusses a case of Shimsha Be Issa. Now before we discuss the relevance of this sugi over here, La Alocha, which is brought down by Riches in Yerideya and Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, will mention just two Mechudish Digadeyas in the Rishonim over here, in the sugi of Peletes, that it is Soysa, the Zayin Akim, two Mechudish Digadeyas in the Rishonim, and both of them are quoted over here in the Rosh in Simen Aleph. The first day is the day of Rabbeinu Tam, which the Rosh quotes, and so too the other Rishonim over here in the sugi. Rabbeinu Tam says that Be'emes the whole Mekur, to teach us this halacha that Sheikh Vazera is also a soiser, has a halacha to go and ruin the Zayin Akim, just like Dam Nidois and Dam Zivois is a soiser, so too Sheikh Vazera and Kerry is also a soiser. The Makur is Be'emes from the Gemara earlier in Daf Chav Beis, which we find that the Zov himself, who's counting his Zayin Akim, also has a din of a steerer when he's Roya Kerry. And from there we learn that this Tumah can also be Soysa, the Tumas Keri can be Soysa, the Zayin Nikim, and therefore we learn this to Priletes, that by her also, he's also got this Din Stira of the Zayin Nikim. Says Abinu Tam, that Be'emes, if we look in the Gemara earlier in Daf Chav Beis, over there we find in the Gemara that the reason why the Keri is Soysa by the Zov is only because of Yevsha Beloy Tzichtzuche Ziva. It is not possible for him to go and say he has Keri alone without any bits of Ziva inside. And the reason why Soysa the Zayin Nikim is Be'emes not because of the Keri. It is only because of the Tzichtzuche Ziva, which is mixed into the Keri, mixed in over there, and therefore it's the Soysa his Zayin Nikim. Meila says Rabbeinu Tam, according to this Cheshman in the Gemara earlier, in the Afcha Beis, according to that side of the Gemara, the only reason why he's Soysa is only because the Efsha B'loi Tzichtzuchi Ziva. If so, this is not possible over here, where this Keri by the Isha HaPoiletes is a normal, regular Keri without any Tzichtzuchi Ziva. Why should we say that this Keri should be Soysa? Mamela says Rabbeinu Tam, a Moedig Echidush, that the only discussion over here in our Sugi, Rami Bachoma and Rova, they're discussing a case of Poiletes. that the Shichva Zera itself should be Soiser is only discussing a case where the Shichva Zera came from someone who was a Zav. Her husband himself was a Zav, and therefore this Shichva Zera, which later on she's going to be poilet, and goes and leaves her body, is also, this Shichva Zera has in it Sichsuchi Ziva from her husband, from this Ziva of her husband, which is also the Keri, and therefore is going to be Metame her with the din of Poiletes. Whereas in a case where she has a regular Tori, her husband wasn't a Zav, doesn't have any Tzichtuchi Ziva, then even though she's going to become a Peletes, but this Peletes is not Soiser any of the Shivas Nekiim because there's no Tzichtuchi Ziva involved, and the whole Gemara over here is only discussing a beer from a Tashmish of a Zav, but not from a Tori, and this is the din, the shit of Rabbeinu Tam, a Moedige Chidush of the whole Suga of Peletes. The Rosh and other Yishoinim, they're all Madcha, the shit of Rabbeinu Tam, and they bring Rayas, that the din stira, which we find in our Gemara over here, is even by regular beer and regular tashmish, not just a case of a tashmish from a husband who is a zav. The second shita of the Rishonim, which we mentioned is also in the Rosh over there in Siman Aleph, is the shita mechudeshes of the Ravid. The Ravid writes in his Tshuva, says the Rosh, that the whole din of Piletes over here in our Gemara is be'emes only for Tyrus. For dinim of Tuma and Tyra, touching Tyrus, then we say that this din stira is that she's considered someone who did not count Zayin Nikim, and therefore she's still considered someone who's still Tomei. Whereas Lebailo, to become Mutter to her husband, says the Ravid the Svora, the din Poiletes is not strong enough to go and ruin a Zayin Nikim to say that she's still considered a Zovo to become Osser to her husband, and therefore she becomes Mutter, and the only din stira we have in our Gemara is only Letairis, but not Lebailo. And therefore, la'alocha, if we're going to know, is in the Ge'ah b'zman hazeh, when the only shaila is only le'baylo, says the Ravid, this is not the Ge'ah, the whole tumah over here of Poiletes, that has a koyach to be soiser, is only le'tarius bilvad and not le'baylo. This also the Rosh very strongly disagrees, and he says it can't be, there's no tumah lechatzoin, there's no stira lechatzoin, how is it possible to go and differentiate between the stira that she's still considered a zovo when we're discussing Tyrus, but she's not considered a Zovo to her husband? How is this possible? And of course, if it's going to be a stira, says a Rosh, this is going to be a total stira on a Zayin Akim, and she's considered a Zovo, a Chol Dovo, even for her husband also. The Rosh boy in Toyos Abayis is very marich in Shazayin, in Pirkei. He is marich, and he's more noita to the day of the Ravid, and he says that the Rif, if we look, also does not bring down the Suga of Peletes, which is mashma like the Ravid, that's not a Ge'ah b'zman hazeh, since we do not have any Tyrus, and the whole Suga of Peletes by us is only Nege'ah to Tyrus and not Nege'ah Lebailo. This could be the reason why the Rif actually missed out the Suga over here of the Tumah of Peletes at Soisa the Zayin Nikim. But the Beis Yosef, La'alocha in Yeridea and Simakuf Tzadik Vav, is very Marich, and he writes that this Taina which the Rajbo says from the Rif, that he does not bring down our Gomorrah, it could be, the reason is because it's not Shchiach so much, because anyway a normal regular year is going to continue on anyway, and it's not going to be a shaila to go and start counting after 4 days, and therefore it is not so shchiach. This is the reason why the Rif missed out this din, even though the Alocha says the Beis Yosef, he brings down a whole string of Yishoinim that they all hold like the Rosh, that the din of our Gemara is a stira even for Bailo also, and therefore it is Negea Bizman Azeh. The Nodi Biyuda in Tinyona in Yeridea Tzimakuf Chafei, he points out that Be'emes, while the Beis Yosef writes that it is not so Shchiach, we have to understand, because nowadays the din is that she has a din of Zayin Nikim on any single drop of dam or tipas dam, she's knowing to sit Zayin Nikim, and therefore L'chiria, this is very possible to have such cases where she has to wait another few days because of this din of Poiletes. And therefore this L'chiria is not enough of a reason why the Rif should miss out this halacha. And he suggests different reasons, maybe because of the Vav Oinois. It could be that the din, the Shia, the Zman of the Plater, which she still has a din of Peletes, depends on the Gemara Shabbos, like we said. This could be different reasons why the Rif over here missed out Al Gemara. Al Koponim, a very Mechudish Tigadeh of the Ravid, which La Alocha, we do not paskin like the Ravid. And La Alocha, we say that this din Stira is also Lebailo and not just Letairis. Now, Mamela, as we mentioned, this Hugya over here by us of Peletes is very Negea La Alocha, since as we said, Romi Bachoma, we paskin this way, that Poiletes is a Soiser, Rover LeMaskona agreed to Rami Bachoma, like Toisva says, and we do not hold of Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole din of Poiletes over here is only Soiser from a beer of a Zav. We hold every single beer is Metame, and it is a Soiser of a Poiletes. So too, like we said, the Beis Yosef Paskin is not like the Ravid, and this Stira is also for Tumah of a Baila, and therefore she's Tomei until she doesn't have a Cheshash of a Piletis. Mamela says Toitzos by us that this is very Negea Bismanazeh, where the halacha is she's Yosheves Zayin Nekim Afila Al Tipas Dam Kecharadl. Any staining she's going to have, as long as it doesn't not harm the Tyre of Tumas Ksomim, she becomes Tomei. The halacha is she has to have a Zayin Nekim, and says Toisves, it is Mistaber that Chazal, they were Mesakin this din of Zayin Nekim, that has to be exactly like it is by the Zova herself, and therefore the din is that I should not have any stira at all, even of Tumas Keri, and therefore there cannot be a Tuma of Peletes. Mamela says Toisves, and so to the Rosh, since La Locha, we paskin also like the Rabbonon in Shabbos Daf Peivov, that the Shia of Zman, how long she has to become still a Peletes, is Vov Oinois, which we said is 72 hours. Therefore, if she was Meshamesh on Mitzvah Shabbos, she cannot be start counting until Thursday, because Wednesday itself, the first few hours of Wednesday until Me'is Le'is, until the 72 hours, she still has a chashash of Peletes, and Mamela, she can only start counting Zayin Nekiim, only start on day 5, which comes out on Thursday. This is the Shitta of Tosfos and Rosh, which we know La Locha, the din is that she always has to wait at least 4 days. This is a Mekori from our Sugya. But the MS of Beis Yosef, in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, he brings down from the Trumas Hadesh, and a bigger chidush, that not just she has to wait 4 days, but she has to even add on a 5th day, which is La Locha, which we paskin, the Ramah paskins La Locha, in Kuf Tzadik Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, that La Locha, we have to wait 5 days, says the Trumas Hadesh, and the reason is, because sometimes she can be Meshamesh Bein Hashmoshes, and she thinks that the day really belongs to the day earlier, and she'll make a mistake since it's already Bein Hashmoshes. Therefore, we always add on Misafik, because of the Safik of Bein Hashmoshes, we're always going to have to add on another day, which makes it to 5 days, which is La Locha, that she always has to have, has no, doesn't depend how long the Re'iyah is, even if she only saw a bit of dam, and the Locha is, she wants to start counting already as Ayin Nekim straight away. The halacha is she has to wait 5 days because of our Gemara of the Chashash of Peiletes. Now, even though normally the Chashash of Peiletes is only possible in a case where the Tashmish was actually done very close to the Zayin Nekiim, to the time when she wants to start, like Tosfos and the Rosh explain, that in a case where she was Meshamish on Mitzvah Shabbos, then she cannot count until Wednesday or until Thursday. This is until Thursday or Friday, like the Trumas Hadeshen says. But Lemaisa La Locha, the Rama already brings down in Kuf Tzadik Vav Sif Yud Aleph, that La Locha is that every single Isha, even if she was not Meshamish at all, in the close proximity to this time of the Zayin Nekiim, the La Locha is as a gzeira on every single Isha that she has to wait 5 days, at least 5 days until she starts counting her Zayin Nekiim because of this Chashash of Peiletes. This is the Halacha which is taken out from our Sugya. And Be'emes, there's a lot of Protim in the Dinim of these Halachas of Peiletes. This is discussed also more in part 2 over here in the Shia in Nida Daf Lamed Gimel. But Al Koponim, this is a brief summary over here of the Rishonim, the Deus, the Mechudish Liga Deus in the Sugya of Peiletes, and the Maskona, La Halacha of the Rama in Kuf Tzadik Vav, Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Berdiel. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
This shiur is part 2 of Shiur of Nida Daf Lamed Gimel, a few more points we didn't manage to get to in the first part in part 1. We mentioned over there in part 1, in Daf Lamed Gimel, a big machlokes Rishonim, understanding the gedder of the tumah of the boil nidah. The halacha is that if someone who's boil a nidah, he also becomes tomei a tumas shivas yomim. And there's a machlekes rishonim in understanding the din of our gemara that the boil nidah is metame odom v'kelim. Is this referring to the tumah of odom letame begodim? And so too kelim is a klicheres, which is metame beheset. This is the shit of Rashi and the Rambam in Mishkav Moshav in Perigimel, They hold that the Boil Nida has the Chayma of the Nida herself, and has a Tumah of a Tumas Heset, and so too the Tamei Adam and Tamei Begodim. And there's only one difference, the Tumas Tachtoinoi, that the din is that the Nida is Metamei A'ava Tumah, whereas the Boil Nida only has a Koyach of a Risho in the Tumah. Whereas the Rash Mishant, in the beginning of Kelim in Perik Aleph Mishne Gimel, so too the Toysos Arosh Bayos is Marich in Beshem Nishtar Mikutzi, Toysos later on in Ein Aleph Omid Beis discusses this Shitta, and this seems like Toysos Bayos in Divar Maschil Ma, this is the Shitta that Toysos holds that actually the Boil Nida does not have all the Chumris which the Nida has. Doesn't have a Tumas Heset, and he doesn't have the Tumah to be Metamei Begodim. The halacha is only, he has a tumor just like a tummy mace. And the Mela says the Gemara, that he only has a din to be metame odom the kelim explained, they mean to say, that he has a tumas maga, and the kelim over here, that does not mean klicheres, to be metame beheset, it means a tumas maga, and it is lafuka, the tumas chiburin, which we find in the Gemara in Baba Basra Tesamed Beis, which tells us, that sometimes the tumor is not enough to be metame odom the klicheres, and over here, the Boil Nida does have this koyach, even though it's a regular Tumas Maga, and it does not have the koyach of a Tumas Heset. This is the shitta of the Rash Mishants, and traces later on, that the Boil Nida actually is not Metamei Beheset like the Nida, he only has a din of Tumas Tumas Mates. Now we mentioned already in part 1 that the traces of Rosh is Medayik from the Gemara and Omid Beis, that he has Tumas Mayonois, just like the Nida herself, and not like a Tumas Mates. And this is a suffix in the Rash Mishant, and we have to understand from the Gemara Amud Beis Lachir to seem very clear that the din of a Boil Nida has a Tumas Mayonis. Now there's another halacha and a discussion in the Achronim over here in the din of the Geder of the Boil Nida. The din is in the Gemara Psochim in Samaches Amud Aleph that is Mefurish in the Gemara, there's another difference between the Boil Nida and the Nida herself. The Nida herself has a halacha of Shiluach Machnois, which is a posuk in Parshas Nosoi, that certain tumois, people who are tomei, have to be sent out of the various machnois mentioned in the psukim over there, machni shchino, machni leviyo, machni Yisrael. Now the Gemara tells us in psukim samachet samed aleph, that the nida herself, she's sent out of two machnois. She has to also leave machni leviyo. Whereas the boil nida is mavu in the Gemara, that he is only sent out from the machni shchino, but he's allowed in the Machne Leviyo, in the middle Machne, he's allowed. He's only Mishtaleach Chutz LeMachne Achas, and this Bemes has the same Tumor like the Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis also is only Mishtaleach Chutz from Machne Shechino, but he's allowed in Machne Leviyo. This is the same din of the Boil Nida. Mamela, in this halacha, it seems that actually the Boil Nida has the same Darga of Tumor, just like the Tomei Meis, and does not have a din of Shiluach Machnois from the two Machnois. Now the Gemara in Psochim seems that this din of Shiluach Machnois, whether he has to be sent out from two Machnois or only from one, depends on the Tumor Hayyutzo Migufoi. If it's actually a Tumor coming out of the person himself, like the Nidois, the Dam of the Nida, the Ziva, and the Zov, the Balkeri, which is a Machlekes over there in the Gemara, what is the din of Balkeri? Balkoponim, the din of the Nida and the Zov, these have a Tumor of Ayyutzo Migufon, and therefore they have a Chimer and a din that they have to go out of two Machnois, and it is not enough to go just leave Machne Shechino. Memele, it seems from here that the Boil Nida is not actually considered someone who's a Tumor Ayyutzo Migufoi. Only the Nida herself has this din, but the Boil Nida, it would seem in the Gemara, does not have this koyach and a chayma of a din of a tumor ayyutzo migufoi. Now, even though the Metzias is definitely that he does not have the tumor coming out of himself, he did not see the dam nidois, but since we understand, we mentioned also in part 1, that the Ravid understands that the geder of the tumor of the Boil Nida is actually a Kabbalah's tumor, he receives this tumor which he gets, the tumor from the Nida herself, therefore it could be that he should get hold of this tumor, which has this choymer of a tumor, yoytzami gufoi, and it seems in the Gemara in Psochim, that this is not so, and the din of the tumor is not actually considered a yoytzami gufoi, and therefore he's only sent out of one machne, even though the Nida herself is sent out of both machnes. Now, Be'emes Reb Aaron, in Mishnah Reb Aaron, Baron Kotlin, in Simchot Vav, in Tyrus, he explains that L'chira, we said, the Rashi and the Rambam, they hold that the Tumah of the Boil Nida has the same din of the Nida herself. It has all the dinim, it's Metamei Beheset, Tanya has a halacha besides Tachtoine, which is only a Rishon Letumah, but has a Tumas Odom Tamei Begodim, has Tumas Mayonois. So Lechira, if so, it seems that the Boil Nida actually does have this Tumah, which is the same Darga of the Tumah of the Nida herself. So why, when it comes to the Din of Shiluach Matnois, do we say that the Boil Nida does not have this Din of the Nida herself and is only sent out of one Machne and not sent out of two? Says Reb Aaron in Simen Chavov that Be'emes, this is a din which is specially a halacha, special tenai in the parasha of Shiluach Machnos. Over there, says Reb Aaron, even though the Gemara is referred to the din of Tumah Yotze Migufoy, but it is not enough to have the darga of Tumah Yotze Migufoy. You need the actual metzias of the Tumah Yotze Migufoy. And therefore, even if we're going to say that the Boil Nida accepts and he's makabel this Tumah with all the dinim, and he has all the chumers which the Nida has, and therefore he's matami beheset, and he has all the other halachas also, besides tachtoinoi, he has the din of the Nida herself, but at the end of the day, the metzias is that his Tumah did not actually leave his guf, he only got the Tumah from the Nida herself. And therefore, says Reb Aaron, for the din of Shiluach Magnois, it is not enough for him to have the darga of Tumah on this chumer of a Tumah Yotze Migufoy. He needs the metzias of the Tumah Yotze Migufoy, and this he doesn't have. And therefore there's a difference in the Gemara Psochim between the Nida and the Boil Nida, even though Rashi and the Rambam hold that actually the Tumah itself has the chumer of a Tumah Yotze Migufoy. This is the way Reb Aaron explains that we need the Shema Tumah of the metzias. This is the din of the Shiluach Machnes. Memela, according to this, we can understand very well a different Gemara, which is a Gemara in Yuma Dav Zayin Omed Aleph, and the Rishomeach already points this out in Hilchas Kol Pesach in Perek Zayin Aloche Ches. The Gemara over there tells us, is discussing the Aloche of Tumah Hutra B'tzibu. There's a din that in a case where the Koyanim are Tomei, we have to be Makriv HaKorban, the din is that Korbonis Tzibu become Mutter in the case where the Koyanim are Tomei Mace. But tells us, says the Gemara, that this Tumah, the halacha of Tumah Hutra B'tzibu, Tumah Dechuya B'tzibu, this halacha is only in a case where the Koyanim are Tomei, but Tomei mates. But in a case where they have a Tumah Yotze Migufoy, they are actually Tomei, Tumah Zav, this Tumah is not actually included in the klal of Tumah Hutra B'tzibu, and there's no way we can allow a Koyan who's a Zav to go be Makriv a Korban, even though all the Koyanim are Tomei and there's no one else to bring the Korban. There's a din that Tumah Hutra B'tzibu is not said on the Tumah Hayotza Migufoy. Now the Gemara says in Yom HaZayin Omed Aleph that the Tumah of a Boil Nida is also not allowed with this klal of Tumah Hutra B'tzibu, and if the person is a Boil Nida, is also going to be has to wait till it becomes Tori. This is Mavurin Gemara in Yuma in Zayin Omed Aleph. Mamela says Arisameach. Lechir is Mavurin Gemara that the din of the Boil Nida, the Tumah, is actually a Tumah of a Chumra of a Tumah Yoitzo Migufoy, and therefore is not included in the Klal of a Tumah Hutra B'tzibu. If we're going to say, like the other Rishonim hold, we said from the Rash Mishant, the Sami Kutzi, they hold that the Darga of the Tumah of the Boil Nida is similar to the Tomei Meis. The halacha is that the Tomei Meis has a din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibu. So Lechiria, so too the Boil Nida should become Tumah Hutra B'tzibu. From the fact we find in the Gemara, the way Rashi explains over there, the Gemara in Yuma Dav Zayin Omed Aleph, that the Boil Nida does not have the heter to go and be Makriv B'tzibu, this would seem that he has actually the Tumah of the Nida herself and the Chuyma of the Tumah Ayotza Migufoy, which the Gemara over there tells us does not apply and is not included in the din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibu. This is the Raya the Rishomeach has. And mikoyach this Gemara in Yuma says a mere simcha noisameach in kom pesach peik zayin aloche ches. He has a kasha on Tosfos in Moed Katan in Tetzvav Amid Aleph. Tosfos over there is discussing the din who is allowed to eat the challah bizman hazeh. If you're mafrish challah bizman hazeh, the din is a truma bizman hazeh, so to challah. The Gemara tells us in Pechuyos Afchav Zayin Amid Aleph is mutter to someone who's tomei also. The only person who's not allowed to eat it is only someone who's a Tumah Hayotze Migufoy. He is not allowed to eat the challah. Masha Inkein, someone who's not a Tumah Hayotze Migufoy, only has a din of the darga of Tumah, of the Tumah, like a Tumas Meis, he's Mutah B'Truma B'Zman Hazeh. Says Tosfos in Moed Katan Tetzvav Amid Aleph, if so, the Boil Nida also is allowed to eat Trumah, and he's allowed to eat challah B'Zman Hazeh, because he does not have the darga of the Tumah Hayotze Migufoy. Zeder is a meach. Lechoyed is a negative gemoy in yuma. The gemoy says mefuish in yuma that he's not included in the klal of tumah which Rebbe Tzibo, just like the nida, which would seem that he actually does have the chumah of a tumah ayutzim migufoy. This is the kasha that Yisomeach asks on the Tosfos in Moed Katan. Now it seems Tosfos in Moed Katan is lishitosom that Tosfos understands, like Tosfos by us in Ein Aleph Amid Beis, Tosfos by us in the sugya, like the Rashmi Shantz, that they hold that the darga of tumah which we have over here on the boil nida is not actually like the nida herself. It is only a darga of a tumah meis. And therefore, Tosfos holds that this is not included in the Tumah Yitzim Igufoy, does not have the same Chumah Tumah of the Nidah, and therefore, he's mutter to eat Truma and Chalob is Manazeh. This seems to be the Shitta of Tosfos, Leshitosom, even though we have to understand, what does Tosfos do with this Gemara and Yuma in Zayin Amid Aleph? Now, on this, Rabbi Aaron Kotler explains that even though we're going to take the Pashtus of the Gemara and Yuma, and we see from this Gemara that Be'emes, the Darga of the Tumah, is actually a Tumah Ayotzim Igufoy, and therefore it is not included in the Din of Tumah Rebbe Tzibo. But even so, when it comes to the Halacha of Shiluach Machnois, even though over there also depends on the Tumah Ayotzim Igufoy, over there we say that we need the Metzias of the Tumah, and therefore the Boil Nidah is only sent away from the Machnish Shchino, because he does not have this Metzias, which the Nidah herself has. And therefore, even though his darga of tumah hayyutzu migufoy is the same darga like Rashi and the Rambam of the Nida herself. Now, normally the way it is explained by the many achrinim in the Shpetadig achrinim in the Zichri Yitzchok as a tshuva at the end in Chilik Beis, so too in Mishnah's Tyrus and a few places in Zovim in Perik Dalad and Perik Hei, they explain that the Yisoid HaMachloikus over here in understanding this Rishonim which we're discussing over here, Raya's from different Gemaras, from Tosfos, if the din of the boil nidah actually as a din of a tumah ayutzo migufoy, can be'emes depend, besides on this machlokes which we said, on the darga of tumah, does he have the din of nidah like a tumas heset? Does he have the other dinim and the chumris which a nidah has? But it could be it depends on understanding, in a very fundamental understanding over here, in the tumah of the boil nidah. Do we say that the Torah's mechadish of boil nidah is a new tumah on the boil nidah himself? He's like an avatumah on his own. The reason why he becomes Tomei is because he did this meiser of a boil nidah. But actually he now has an avatumah himself, just like we have an avatumah of a zav, an avatumah of a nidah. We have another avatumah called someone who's a boil nidah. He has different halachas, like Abba Algamor of Tachtoinoi. But he has his own tumah. He's a mekuri tumah himself. He's not a kabbalah's tumah. He did not receive the tumah from the nidah. He actually, because of this meiser, gets his own tumah on his own, is his own avat tumah, and therefore he has all the chumras of the nidah itself like a regular avat tumah. And memela, if this is the geder, then this is actually enough to be considered a tumah ayutzo migufoy. We do not need to have the actual tumah leaving his guf, which is only a din in shluach machnois, like Rabbi Aaron Kotler explains. But normally, as long as he is the mekoyah tumah, this is also considered a tumah ayutzo migufoy, like we find a few times the Gemara discusses that tumas nevela is also called a tumah ayutzo migufoy because it's the guf, it's the mekoyah tumah, even though the metzias is that it didn't leave the guf, but it is called a mekoyah tumah, whereas something else like a tomei meis is only a mekabil, the tumah from the meis, he's not the mekoyah of the tumah, and therefore does not have this chumah of a tumah ayutzo migufoy. Memele could be that this is by the side of the year of the Machlokes, Shitas HaToisos could be, Toisos understands that the Gede of the Tumah of the Boil Nida is not that it is a new Tumah on the Boil Nida himself, but it is a Kabbalah's Tumah that we consider him, that he continues on, and he's Keilu taking, and he's Mekabel the Tumah from the Nida, and therefore he does not have the same Chumris, which the Nida herself has, and so too he is not considered a Tumah, Hayyutsu Migufoi, like Toisos says in Moritz Kotzin Daf Tezvov, that he's allowed to eat truma bizman hazeh, he's allowed to eat chalo bizman hazeh, because the boil nidah is only actually a kabbalah's tumah, he's not the mekuria tumah, and this is not enough to be considered a tumah hayyutzo migufoy, he is actually only a kabbalah's tumah, just like the tomei meis. This could be the havon over here, and understanding the machlekes we're showing him over here, a yesidus tiga machlekes, in understanding the tumah, the gedder of the tumah, of the boil nidah, if he's his own tumah, or if he's actually a kabbalah's tumah from the nidah herself. Now, as we mentioned in part 1, the Chiddush from the Ravid in the Torah Askoyanim, in the end of Pashas Metzuria, the Ravid says that when someone is a boil Zovok Tano, he only becomes Tomei one day, just like the Nida herself, and more so later on when the Zovok Tano becomes a Zohar Gedoilo, then he also switches over and now becomes Tomei Zayin Yomim, becomes Tomei for 7 days. This would seem very clearly that the Reivit Shitta is that the Geder of the Tumah is only a Kabbalah's Tumah from the Nidah, and he's always dependent on her Tumah. It is not her own Shema Tumah because of the Meiser, the action which he did, that he was a Boil Nidah, but he's always dependent on her, and he's always Makabel her Tumah. This would seem the Shitta of the Reivit, similar to what we said from Shitta Zatoitzvah, so very Seidasig Machlokes in understanding the dinim of the Boil Nidah, the Geder of his Tumah, and if he's considered a Tumah Hayoitza Migufoi. Now moving further on into the next sugi of Piletes, we mentioned already in part 1 the chidush of the Gemara that the din is, that the din of Stira which we have of Zayin Nekiyim is not just on Dam, but also if she's Piletes Shechva Zera, this is also God din that it is Soysa Zayin Nekiyim. We mentioned in part 1 already the shit of Rabbeinu Tam, that this is only by a beer from a Zav, but we said that the Rosh in Seif Simon Aleph, he disagrees, and he holds that the din of Peletes is by every single beer. The din is that Shechva Zera is a Soysa La'alocha, and this is brought down La'alocha in your Yeridei and Simon Kuf Tzadik Vov, Sif Yud Aleph, La'alocha Lemaisa. This is the reason why always the Isha has to wait at least 5 days, La'alocha of the Trumas Hadesh, and we have an extra day also. She has to wait 5 days for this din of Peletes. Now there's another Chidush of the Rosh over there, the end of Simon Aleph, which is a meridig chidush in understanding the din of Stira, which we have over here of the Shechva Zera. Says the Rosh a chidush that even though we know that halacha is when someone's counting Zayin Nekiyim, even though there's a klal of miktsas hayom kekuloi on day 7, as long as a bit of the day was a yoim noki, was a clean day, and she's already considered someone who has a Zayin Nekiyim, the halacha is she can already go to mikveh and she becomes tor. But if she's going to see Dam later on in the day, then it is going to be Soysa L'mafreya that now she, Be'emes, is not someone who's considered who had the Zayin Nekiyim. Even though there's a Mikzas Ayim Kekuloi, but the Koyach of the Stira later on, when she sees the Dam, is Soysa the Zayin Nekiyim. Says the Rosh, that this is only when we have the Din Stira of the Dam. When she's a Zova or a Nida, and she sees the Dam Zivois, nowadays even by Nida also, which within the Minig is that she's Yeshevet Zayin Nekiyim, also the Halacha is that any Dam she's going to see later on is going to be Tomei. But says Rosh, that this new din of our Gemara, that the Shechva Zera is Soitza, this din, Be'emes, is only up till the 7th day. But in the 7th day where she had already a Miktsas Ayoim, which was a clean day, then it doesn't matter if later on she's going to be a Piletes. Let's say she already did a Maisa Bir, and this Maisa Bir, afterwards she was Poyla, the Shechva Zera, this Shechva Zera now does not have the Koyach anymore to uproot the 7 days, which was already had the Halacha of Zayin, Yomim, Nekiyim, because of this Halacha of Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi. And explains Rosh, the reason is, because the only reason why Shechva Zera is a Soysa, is because there's a Din Nekiyim, and the Din Nekiyim is not just from Dam, it is also from Shechva Zera. Whereas over here, she already has a Miktsas Hayoim, which was clean, she already has a Yoim Noki, therefore it is not possible anymore for the Shechva Zera later on to be Soysa on Yoim Zayin, and the only Sugi over here which we have a Din Stira by Poiletes is only by the other 6 days, but it is not possible in Yoim Zayin, which she already had, a Miktsas Hayoim Kekuloi, which was already enough for her Zayin Nekiyim. This is a Chidush of the Rosh over here in the end of Simen Aleph. Now the Siddur Taira points out in Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov, in Sifkot Mem Daled, that Be'emes is not clear over here in the Rosh if the Rosh is referring to someone who already was toivel in a mikveh after the beginning of the 7th day. She had a miktsas ayoim kekuloi and she was ready toivel, and only then she was poilet. All the Rosh means to say, even in the case where before she went to the mikveh, also as long as she had the miktsas ayoim, this is also enough to say that she cannot have the din of a poiletes, and even though she was meshamish be'issa, it doesn't have the koyach to be soysa, the miktsas ayoim kekuloi. Now, as we said, this is a shitta on mechudish digadei of the Rosh, but Rashi earlier in Daf Chobbeis Amad Aleph, Rashi's mefurish that the din stira which we find by poiletes is not just on the first day and the 6th days, But it's also on the seventh day also, Rashi says very clearly that even B'yom Achrin, this is also a Soisa, Rebbe Kivega points us out earlier in Gilin Ashas, over there on the Rashi in Daf Chav Beis Amad Aleph, that there's machlekes over here between Rashi and the Rosh, and Rashi Bemis disagrees with the Rosh, and Bemis we find him a furish later on in the Rashba, also in Daf Mem Beis Amad Aleph, the Rashba argues on the Rosh, and the Rashba says that there's no difference between Dam, which is Soisa on the last day, even after the Mikzas Hayoyim, so too also Shechva Zera, which the Din of Peletes tells us that is a Din Stira, this Din is also on day 7, not like the Shita of the Rosh who holds that there's a difference between the Stira of Dam and the Stira of Shechva Zera in our Sugya. Now Be'emes, we have to understand the Svara of the Rosh. What is Be'emes the answer to the Rashba's Kshayla? What is the difference between Dam and Peletes? Why do we say that the Rosh is Svara, that we already had a Miksas Hayoim of Yoim Noki, and therefore it is not missing anymore in the Nekius? She already has Zayin Nekiim, and even so we see by Dam, if she sees Dam later on, she uproots the Zayin Nekiim, and now she says all the days. Why should we say that Shechva Zera is any different? Explains Rebbe Chonon in Kovetz Horus, in Simen Lametes, if gotten Dalet, that he says the Sigim Alach in understanding the Shita of the Rosh. And explains Rebbe Chonon that there's a very big difference between the Stira of Dam and the Stira over here, Ba'al Suga of Peletes of Shechva Zera. Because the Rosh explains that Be'emes every single time when she has a Zayin Nekiim, and on day 7 she already has a Miktas Yoim Noki, and this is considered the whole day because of the Alocha of Miktas Yoim Kekuloi. If we analyze what's going to happen when later on she sees Dam again, Be'emes, what happens now is now the rest of the day is a Yoim She'ein Noki. It is not a clean day, but it still does not ruin the beginning of the day. The beginning of the day was still a Miktas Yoim Kekuloi, which has a loch of a Yoim Noki, but she has also a Miktas Yoim She'ein Noki. So Mamela, the day 7 is split into two. Part of it was Noki, which has a koyach of the whole day, Miksas Yom Kekuloi, and part of it is Einu Noki, which also has a koyach of the whole day, and therefore this is the din of the Geder of the Yom Zayin. Mamela, says Rebbe Chonon, the Rosh holds like this. If the only reason why something is a Soisa is because it is missing in the Nekius, then over here, we do not mind over here that there's a chilek of the yoim, which was a day which was not Noki, because as long as she has a part of the day which was Noki, and therefore this day is Miktas HaYoim Kekuloi, this is also enough. Even though later on it was a yoim she'ein Noki, but she still has also a yoim Noki, and therefore this won't be enough to be Soisa. Whereas if we're going to say that the reason why something is a Soisa is not just because it is missing, it is not a Noki, but it has a positive koyach to be Soisa, then the aloch is going to be that even though she had already a miktsas hayoim, which was a noki, but since this same day had a koyach, which is a not a day noki, it has a koyach to be soisa, and therefore it's a soisa zazayin nekiim. And this is what the Rosh means to say, that there's a difference between dam and peiletes shechva zera. By dam, the aloch is that dam is a soisa. Besides the fact that it is not clean, she hasn't got a day which is a yoim noki, but it's also a koyach of a stira. And therefore, even though part of the day was already a Noki, it doesn't matter, as long as it's the same day she has a Yom She'ein Noki, the din is uproots, because this is a positive koyach to be Soisa. Whereas Peletes, Shechva Zera, does not have a koyach to be Soisa like the dam, it is only a day She'ein Noki, and over here, since part of the day over here was already a Yom Noki, so we do not need the end of the day, we can disregard the end of the day and only use the beginning, which is also enough to say that this beginning of the day has a Be'emes HaKoyach of a Miktas HaYom Kekuloi, that she already has enough of a Zayin Nekiim, and therefore the din is that the Peiletes cannot be Soisa on day 7. This could be the Svara of the Rosh, understanding the difference between Dam and Peiletes Shechva Zera, but as we mentioned, Rashi and Rashba, they disagree, and they hold even by Shechva Zera also has a Koyach Astira, and therefore the din is that it's going to be Soisa, the beginning of the day, even though there was already a Kiyum of Zayin Nekiim, but just like Dam is a Soisa, so too, Shechva Zera is a Soisa also. This seems to be the day of Rashi and the Rashba, not like the Rosh, a Yisoidus Tiga Machlikas Rishonim on the Din Peiletes B'Yoim Zayin. Now, Be'emes, we mentioned that this Din is Paskin La'alocha in Yeridea and Simakuf Tzadik Vov, but the Rosh over here explains that it is possible for the Isha herself to go and save herself, that she doesn't have to wait all these days in order to start counting the Zayin Nekiim. Since the whole chashash is only because she's going to be poilet, to go and have a plate of the Shichva Zera from the Tashmish. Therefore, says Rosh, if she cleans herself very well, Bechamin, or with a Moich, then, says Rosh, this Kinuach Yofe is going to work, that later on we do not have to be Choshesh, that maybe a bit of the Shichva Zera is going to remain inside and be Poilet Lechutz. The Rosh holds that the Kinuach Bebeis HaChitzlin alone is enough. We don't have to be choishish for any plater, mi beis hapnimi, and therefore the din is that after a kinuach, there's no more a chashash of the plater, and therefore she can already start counting earlier on. She doesn't have to wait all these days only for someone who's not mekaneach. This din la locha is beemes the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, and the Tor, this is coming off from the Tor, the Tor paskins like his father the Rosh, but the Ramah writes from the Smack and Agoyes Maiminis that we should not rely on this kinuach. And the Ramah's machmir, that even after Isha's mekaneach yofe bebeis achitzoin, it is still the halacha is that it doesn't work, and we still have to be choishesh for peletes from further deeper in, and therefore the halacha is that she has to still wait the full 5 days until she starts counting as Zayin Nikim. And this depends on the pshat in the Gemara later on, in Daf Mem Aleph from its base, and Tosfos over there. And this is be'emes another machlokes rishonim, in a different way of cleaning herself. The Rosh discusses a case of kinuach. The Ramban goes even further and says that not just kinuach works, but even halicha, if she just walks, this alone is enough to say that everything already came out, and whatever is going to come out later on already came out originally with this halicha, and therefore later on, after she's already gone with her feet, a few treat, then the halacha is, steps, the halacha is that she has a halacha of someone who's not Bichlal the Chashash of Peiletes, and therefore she can already start counting straight away. This is the day of the Ramban. As we mentioned, this depends on the Pshat in the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Aleph from its base. It seems to be also Machlekes Rambam and Reivid on this point in the Chestrumas and Perik Zayin Aloch Zayin, whether Halicha alone is enough of a Svara to say that this cleans out all the Shechva Zera, and later on there's no Chashash of Peiletes after the Halicha. The Rosh, as we said, disagrees with the Ramban's Het of Halicha. But he says that kinuach yofe bechamin, this works. But even this din, the Ramah paskens la'alocha, that doesn't work. This is from the Smack and Agoyes Maiminis. Mamela, if you want to summarize over here, the chumras over here in our tsugya of Peiletes, it comes out that there's many chumras which we take this halocha to the extreme. The halocha we go with the Ramah, who paskens l'chumra. This is a chidush that we take every sophic of the Yishonim over here and we go L'chumir, and this is the reason why the Shari Tshuva over there brings down, the Pitzchi Tshuva brings down from other Achreinim who discuss various kulas, different times one could be Mekel, since the Alochis over here of Peiletes are built on many Chumiras. The first thing is, the whole idea of Peiletes is Machlokes, a Shaila over here in the Gemara Yomi Bachomer. It could be Rava disagrees, but we take on, like the Yishonim say, that Rava agrees to Rami Bachomer the Maskona. The din is that she's also a Sosa. One day, we quoted the shit of Rabbi Nutam, that the whole Suga of Peiletes is only by a Bia of a Zav. The Ravid shitter is, and other Rishonim, the Rashba's Noita to the day of the Ravid from the Rif, who doesn't bring down this Gemara, like we mentioned in part one. The Ravid shitter is that the whole din Peiletes is only Letairis, but it is not Negea Bisman Azeh when we're only discussing Lebailo. So too, in the time of the Sirchun, how long it takes for the Shechva Zera to go and get ruined, that she shouldn't become Tomei with Peiletes. This is also a Machlokes Rishonim, and we take with Machmir for Shittas HaTosfos and the Rosh, that up till 72 hours, there's always a Chashash of Peiletes. And besides that, we add on an extra day of the Bein HaShmoshes, the Sofik of Bein HaShmoshes of the Trumas HaDeshen, which takes it from day 4 to day 5. There are other days mentioned in the Poiskim, or even more Machmir, but la'alocha, we go with the Trumas HaDeshen up till 5 days. So too, the Ramah's Machmir, that even in a case where she was not Meshamish, there's a Gzeira, Otu Shimsha, and every single Isha, she always has to wait 5 days. And also with Machmir on the Ramah, that Kinuach does not help, Halicha doesn't work, and nothing works in order to go and take care of the problem of Peiletes. She always has to wait 5 days. But because of all these Chumras together, there are cases, in the case of Shasad Chak, and the Kala doesn't have to wait for the din of the Trumas HaDeshen, like it's brought down in the Poiskim, and there's other cases brought down in Pischi Tshuva over there, different need a Miriam Musmach to go and paskin on cases which are Yitzidafen to be makel, more makel on these halochas, which are chumras over here, and the machlikas Rishonim in the Sugya of Peletes, which the halocha we paskin, like the Ramah, who's machmi on everything, the din is she has to wait always 5 days, bein shimsha and bein loy shimsha, and the din is that kinuach does not work.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.